Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 610 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and I don't know. I was actually kind of surprised that I hadn't seen this story really reported anywhere, not exactly like I'm going to tell you about it, because it's been obvious for a week or two that the military is going through its social media posts and scrubbing them, purging them, cleaning them, whatever you want to say. Because, you know, I follow a lot of military pages on Facebook in particular, you know, and I mean, I haven't really looked at Instagram or Twitter, but I assume it's the same there. Which is, like, for example, if you go to the U.S. Navy Facebook page, you'll see a post there that says, content is being reviewed and removed to align with the president's executive orders and Department of Defense priorities in accordance with DOD instruction 5400.17, official use of social media for public affairs. And if you go to, again, I follow lots of these pages, the 33rd Fighter Wing. It's at Eglin. Announcement, content is being removed from the platform in accordance with the presidential, right? Same thing. NAS Pensacola, content is being reviewed and removed to align with the president's executive order. Eglin Air Force Base, content of this platform is being reviewed and removed. Herbert Field, in alignment with the Department of Defense instruction. As a result, certain posts have been archived and removed. This one's a little bit longer. As a result, certain posts have been archived and removed or are in the process of being removed or modified to maintain consistency with federal guidelines, guidance and uphold the integrity of our official communication channels. And the same on the Air Force Thunderbirds. The same on the Chief of Naval Air Training, Sinatra. The same on NAS Whiting Field. Same on U.S. Marine Corps. Same on the Richard McCool, the ship that we just commissioned. Same on the U.S. Army. So, when I first saw this, it was obvious to me what they were doing. They're implementing the anti-DEI instructions that Trump and Pete Hegseth want. Right? I mean, that seemed really obvious. And, you know, regular old reporting on this confirms the same thing. Military.com has a really good story about this, and there's another, actually a couple of different stories by military.com that are doing a very good job of this. The deletion of photos, video, and other content is part of an order by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that all the military services eliminate online material not allowed by the Trump administration. Hegseth has pushed to eliminate any trace of diversity efforts, which has included policies and programs and now media that recognizes women and troops with minority backgrounds. Army public affairs officials who shepherd the service's media and coordinate communications with journalists have been directed to take down online content that includes race, gender, and affirmative action, as well as observances of Black History Month and Women's History Month, according to an internal memo reviewed by military.com. This is bad. I mean, this is really bad. Not really bad, like on a 1 to 10 scale of censorship and destroying the past bad, you know. We're not quite full-blown 1984 bad, but it's bad. You said, well, Andrew, they shouldn't have had that stuff up there in the first place. Okay. But do you now believe in purging the stuff from the past that you don't like? Do you now believe that censoring things and deleting things and pretending it never happened and tearing down statues is good all of a sudden? Because that's what this is, right? If you're in the military, I'm very curious, or a veteran, I'm very curious what you think about this. But to me, this, yeah, I put a post up on Facebook where I said, I'm trying not to be overly dramatic about this. But when I first read this, I thought, oh, look at there. George Orwell in real life. Now it's not quite full blown. It's only the military. It's only particular things, but As Orwell wrote in 1984, the past, he reflected, had not merely been altered, it had actually been destroyed. For how could you establish even the most obvious fact when there existed no record outside your own memory? Should we be purging references to race and gender on a military Facebook page that's essentially the record of their past communications with the public? So here's what I think should be going on. I don't have any problem with them reviewing past things, but I don't think you should be deleting stuff because I don't believe in deleting history. Regardless of what it says, the history is the history. And the history of communications from the military is the history of the communications from the military. And if the Navy is under different leadership now, as it is, and they want new guidance on what you can and cannot post, okay, no problem. In fact, I mean, I expect that. But you shouldn't be going back and changing what was done before. Now, if you wanted to add a asterisk on top of the post, this doesn't align any longer with current U.S. Department of Defense policy. I mean, I don't love that, but that's okay. I mean, you know, I can live with that. Because what do we always say about the monuments? Don't tear down the monument, put up a note. Add context, don't take away history. This seems to me like we're erasing history. I don't see any other way to see it. Because if you go looking for things, there are some things you can't find anymore. And it seems to me like the idea of preserving our history when it came to things like statues and monuments and flags was the argument that I made and believed at the time and still believe is don't tear down, don't remove, explain so that we don't forget what was in the past. I don't persuade me I'm wrong, but this is censorship of the past. This is purging. This is lying by removing and deleting and eliminating. 437-1620, and there's a very particular example of this that I'm going to share with you in a second that you may find poignant here in Pensacola. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good, even Highway 90 in Avalon Boulevard. And 98 is actually looking good also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So ask you to think through this the way I thought through it. Tell me a gender-related news note that was particularly relevant in the military, in Pensacola within the last 2 years. You know the answer, but you may not be thinking of it. And if you do know the answer, you know, you don't need to yell at the radio. What's our favorite local, not a sports team, professional performance organization? Your United States Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels. Tell me what happened in the last 2 years, 2.5 years. What was the announcement we got? First female jet pilot, right? Amanda Lee. And she's now rotated off the team because that was more than 2 years ago, right? Well, also, before that, you had Katie Higgins, who was, you know, captain, then eventually major. She's retired out of the force. Actually married one of the other C-130 pilots, Dusty Cook. Anyway, and we've talked to her. She's wonderful. They're both wonderful people. Okay, so I was curious because that to me looks kind of jumped out as the first one that I would be thinking of. Like, would that go away? First female jet fighter pilot for the Blue Angels, right? Would that go away? And when I first did a look on the Blue Angels site, I kind of looked around to see if there had been a note at all, and there clearly was one. Okay, there definitely was one. from June of 2022, I think it was. And when I looked, I couldn't find it on the Blue Angels site, but I could find it everywhere else shared. And I'm like, they already started. They already started taking things down. So I called the Blue Angels and I say, hey, what's your, how are you doing with this? Is this, and they gave me kind of a boilerplate answer, which is, you know, we are in compliance with all DOD policies. And I thought, oh, okay. Well, then I thought, you know, maybe I'm just not finding it. Maybe I should look. And Facebook has this, if you ever try to scroll to an old post, like you're going for a date or a date range, oh, it's, you just have to scroll and scroll and scroll. And I still have not ever figured out a faster way to do it. So I scrolled all the way back. I scrolled all the way back to find it. July 18th, 2022. And it was still there. And I thought, phew. Because, I mean, that's exactly the kind of thing that I would expect to have been removed. It says in the post announcing the new team members, okay, that the actual verbiage of the post, let me see, I just had it in front of me. Where'd it go? Here we go. Among those team members selected this year is the squadron's first woman FA-18EF demonstration pilot. For 55 years, hundreds of women have served with the Blue Angels, representing the very best in the Navy and Marine Corps. Come the start of the 2023 show season, these six selectees will join the ranks of U.S. Navy's most elite aviation officers, ground support officers, and enlisted maintenance personnel already serving on the team. Okay? So, you know, I mean, this was a huge news story. It was in the movie, for goodness sakes. I thought, good, it's still there. But I also came across Chief of Naval Air Training. Chief of Naval Air Training. Sorry, not Sinatra, excuse me. The Office of the Chief of Naval Operations had a post on March 12th of 2023. That's the following March, in which they said, it's got pictures of Lieutenant Amanda Lee at the time. She's now Lieutenant Commander, I think. Yeah, anyway. It says, in case you missed it, Lieutenant Amanda Lee, the first U.S. Navy Blue Angels first woman FA-18 demonstration pilot, flew in her first public show during the NAF, Naval Air Facility, El Centro Annual Air Show yesterday. That would have been, you know, she was announced in the summer 22, trained in the winter, and then flew the first air show. Congratulations, shipmate. Hashtag win, hashtag Women's History Month, hashtag Women in the Navy. That post does not exist anymore. That post at the Office of Chief Naval Operations, off of the CNO, that has been removed. And I did exactly what I did on Blue Angel side. I scrolled all the way through 3 years of posts to go see it. And you go from other posts around there, March 13th and March 10th, and that March 12th post just does not exist. Is this healthy for us? Now, is that a big deal that one goes? I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But in Pensacola, we celebrate the first black four-star general, Chappie James. We talk about the Tuskegee Airmen. We talk about, you know, I have a good friend who was the first commander of an air wing for a woman. I think these are important milestones. They're not the most important thing. But do we just now pretend they aren't things that didn't happen? Or at least as far as the military is concerned, they didn't happen? 437-1620. I'll share your text here in just a second. But if you opposed the removal of things, the purging of language, the purging of posts, the purging of statues and names and changing of street, if you oppose that because you said, that's our history, we should keep it out of tradition and we should honor it and we should teach around it if we need to, and this seems okay to you, I think you were pretending to believe in a principle before that you don't believe in. But if you recognize that there is a similarity between removing things that are offensive or removing things that are problematic or removing things that are contrary to current sentiment, if it's true then, it's true now, and if it's true now, it'll be true in the future. The purging is the problem. We shouldn't be sanitizing the past. Says me. What do you say? 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bring me the boar worms.
No! Not the boar worms!
All right, John, I'm going to ask you questions and get you in trouble. Princess Amidala or Dale Arden?
Princess?
Yeah, she's...
Okay.
I'm like, dude, that's so hard.
She's trouble, but she's so captivating. Dale Arden is, you know... Anyway, 626 on News Radio 92.3. All right, tell you about these texts in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives first. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. Starting to see some slowdown if you're on Highway 29 right there in front of the Scenic Hills Country Club. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So I was raising the question of, you know, whether all of these military Facebook pages, social media pages posting that they are scrubbing the site for things that are out of line with the DEI directives from Pete Hegseth, that this is bad because we're removing history, you know, including in at least one particular case where we've, you know, the chief of naval, chief naval operations has removed a post about Amanda Lee, the first female Blue Angels pilot, and her first performance after going through training. And I'm sure there are going to be other things like that. And part of the problem is that we're not really being told which things are being removed. There's supposed to be an archive, but I wonder if it's going to be publicly searchable. I wonder if it's going to be something we can look at to really see what was removed, if it's going to be FOIA request stuff, Freedom of Information Act, which, by the way, that's the federal law. Sometimes people get confused. The FOIA is at the federal level. Sunshine or Public Records Act is at the local level. But, you know, I'm going to be kind of curious to see how that all plays out. Some texts we got in on this subject. Let's see. What happened to not jumping to conclusions until you see what is fact? Wait and see the final product. I've seen what's been removed. Now, maybe it gets reinstated. I mean, that's possible. But should it even have been removed in the first place? You put a drape over it, you know? And, you know, putting a drape over the statue behind John Ashcroft. Remember that back in the day? Like, this is not good stuff, okay? 437-1620. From a historical context, I completely see your point. I would ask, to what extent do you believe military communications, even those that are forward-facing, are intended to be more PR-driven? I would express that the more functional, mission-driven communication, the more benign the communique. In my experience, military communications are succinct and apersonal. I have no reservation with that as a distraction of civilian life. Yeah, no, there is a difference between the military and civilian. But again, in this case, these are, to my mind, historical records of the public-facing communication from the military, and to get rid of them is problematic. It's low-grade problematic. I mean, it's not like full-blown censoring all of the past. you know, we don't have a ministry of truth telling you what you can and can't teach. Uh-oh. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's an investigation, Andrew, after Secret Service agents shot a man near the White House on Sunday. They had been notified, apparently, about a potentially suicidal individual traveling from Indiana to Washington, D.C. Ahead of that incident. While that all happened, President Trump was not at the White House. He was in Mar-a-Lago. But then the next day, fighter jets had to intercept a civilian aircraft after it entered restricted airspace over Mar-a-Lago as well. The Department of Health and Human Services is offering employees a voluntary buyout. Over the weekend, administration officials confirmed all 80,000 HHS employees have been offered a voluntary separation incentive payment of $25,000. And Pennsylvania authorities looking into a small airplane crash on Sunday. Apparently, the plane went down in the parking lot of a retirement community in Lancaster County, burst into flames. Good news on this one, though. All five people that were on the plane survived and were taken to the hospital.
All right. Thanks so much, David. Somebody says, how much more appealing does this make the military for the people who didn't want to get in when it was woke? Yeah. No, I mean, that's true. Or anti-appealing for the people who feel like the past is being censored. I mean, there's kind of, you know, both sides to this.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. China's tariffs on American food imports take effect today, the latest retaliation for President Trump's new import taxes.
This includes imports of chicken, soy, beef, and pork. But according to China's Commerce Ministry, products that are already in transit will be exempt until April 12th. Beijing firing back after President Trump raised tariffs on imports of Chinese products to 20%.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. President Trump's pause on intelligence sharing with Ukraine is just about lifted with Ukraine, he says, getting more serious about pursuing peace with Russia.
You know, I say they don't have the cards. Nobody really has the cards. Russia doesn't have the cards. They don't have... What you have to do is you have to make a deal.
Secretary of State Rubio leads talks with Ukraine about ending the war starting tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Canada's Liberal Party elects banker Mark Carney to become the country's next prime minister, replacing Justin Trudeau. He's stepping down. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 55 degrees, cloudy this morning in Pensacola. A pedestrian has died after being struck by a vehicle Saturday on Langley Avenue. That happened near the intersection with Avenida Robledal just before 6 o'clock on that Saturday morning. The pedestrian was taken to the hospital where they were pronounced dead. A man's been arrested in Brewton after allegedly dragging a police officer with his vehicle as he tried to flee from a traffic stop. Police say it all started with a traffic stop, but officers smelled marijuana and they asked Tyrese Harris to get out of the vehicle. At that point, officers say Harris took off and drug an officer along for a short distance. Harris was eventually taken into custody after a high-speed chase. The officer that was injured was admitted to the D.W. McMillan Hospital and has since been arrested. Well, there was a big crowd out Saturday for the McGuire's 5K run in Pensacola. About 12,000 runners took part in the event.
Just that that urge to compete, you know? Like, it's just competition. You see other people out there, you know, everybody's, you know, performing their best. And, you know, best man wins.
That's runner Randall Stone. He talked to Channel 3 on Saturday. Others were there a little bit more for the party. The event also did raise quite a bit of money for some good causes here in the area, including the Semper Fi Fund, Pensacola Police, the Escambia Sheriff's Office Foundation, Family Matters. That's a McGuire's organization that covers prescriptions and helps with housing costs for those in need in the area. Senator Rick Scott says he believes the U.S. budget can be balanced and it can be done, he says, without dipping into benefits like Medicare and Social Security.
I don't believe in cutting them. I actually have a bill to protect them. Not one Democrat will get on it. What's happened is all these other programs have skyrocketed in size. It looks like we'll have revenues about $5.5 trillion, right? You can take today's spending for Medicare, today's spending for Social Security, right? Get rid of fraud, waste, and abuse, and then look at the other programs. You can balance the budget without cutting any benefits.
Scott was on CNN yesterday to discuss spending. He said he thinks it would be possible to make the needed cuts without dipping into needed benefits. Scott also said balancing the budget is crucial to stop inflation and to help the poor families in the nation. Well, Major League Baseball may be pushing for an ownership change in Tampa Bay. The Athletic reporting yesterday MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and other owners are pressuring Stu Sternberg to sell the Rays. According to the report, the family of Edward DiBartolo and Tampa businessman Dan Doyle Jr. are interested in buying the team. According to Forbes, the Rays would be worth over $1 million. The Athletic also, $1 billion, that is. The Athletic also reports that the MLB wants the team to move to either Tampa or Orlando if St. Pete is no longer an option. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Taking a look at I-10, I-110, they're flowing smoothly. No delays on 98, just construction zone there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
We are going to be seeing a much calmer day today with those clouds clearing out as you head into the afternoon, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47 degrees. On Tuesday, sunny skies, high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 54. Keeping the sunshine around on Wednesday with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 55 degrees in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, 54 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were lower this morning as investors await a busy week of key economic data and take in the state of the U.S. economy after comments from President Trump. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield fell more than 5 basis points to 4.261%. Forever 21 is proving it can't last forever as news broke of store closures and layoffs across its headquarters. Forever 21 is proving it can't last forever as news broke of store closures and layoffs across its headquarters and Pennsylvania stores. According to a WARN notice obtained by Penn Live, the company plans to close and lay off employees in 2 stores in the Philadelphia area starting in April. It does not say when the stores will officially be closed. If you didn't file a tax return for 2021, it might be worth doing so because you could be leaving money on the table. The Internal Revenue Service has been sending out COVID-19 stimulus checks money worth as much as $1,400 to around 1 million tax filers who did not already receive them. Futures are sharply lower as selling continues on Wall Street. That's your money now.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Since October of 2020, our next door neighbor began playing his music extremely loud in February of 2021. He has since constantly played his music from February through October. We get a break during hunting season. The year of 2021, 2022, 2023, and 2024. We have endured his loud music for 4 years. Using our phone decibel app, granted this is not official, the decibel readings are consistently between 80 and 85 decibels in our garage. The law is 70 decibels at the property line. We constantly hear his music in our living room, kitchen, garage, and of course our driveway, our front porch, our back patio.
So this is a woman named Lynn Davis. She shows up at the Board of County Commission meeting in Santa Rosa County to complain about a loud neighbor who is obnoxious to them. And, you know, he is not there to give his side of the events. But as I listened to her, I thought, you know, this is a really unpleasant situation. And if you have ever had a bad neighbor, if you have ever had an irritating neighbor, whatever your version of irritating is, you know, can differ. But if this is what her family is dealing with day after day after day, at some point, you just, what do you do?
I wear noise-canceling earbuds inside of my brick home, and I can still hear his music.
I mean, 80, yeah, the lawn Santa Rosa, 70 at the property line. Remember, 70 is like a toilet flushing or a vacuum cleaner at the property line, okay? And if she's at 80-plus inside of her her garage, which is heavy traffic or a noisy restaurant, that's a lot. And you would hear it, and I think we've all probably lived in situations where the neighbors were loud or the neighbors played music, and sometimes you do something and sometimes you don't. And it's different if it's occasional than if it's constant or it feels like it's constant.
We've reached out to law enforcement over the years 15 times. We have reached out to code enforcement 3 times. Now we are asking for help from our county commissioners.
And of course, what's the problem? Well, they can only enforce the law when they show up and can prove with the decibel meters that it's wrong, right? They can't take it on your say-so, and they have to kind of be there, observe it, the measurements have to match up, right? But what she's asking for is an extraordinarily reasonable thing. And by the way, I looked up the location here, and it is kind of an interesting one where, I mean, it's a little, like, 6 or 7 homes on a strip of road on Kembrough Road where it's like a mini subdivision. You know, it's kind of rural in that area, but here you have these homes that are all, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 feet apart, something like that, maybe not quite that much, you know, with the kind of green grass and fences between them or whatever. And, you know, all I can tell you from looking at the photo that's a Google Maps is, you know, that the guy's got his garage open. You can kind of see him there, I think. You know, I assume it's him with a couple of pickup trucks. And, yeah, I don't know, he's got some flags in the yard, I'll say that. Which means nothing, but also, you know, you take that however you want to take it, okay? And not just the American flag, okay? There's a Confederate flag right on the property line, okay? So fits a stereotype. I don't think it's a true stereotype, but, fits a stereotype. And then the neighbor, they've got a little, like, this is actually kind of a funny portion of this, not funny, but it's true. They've got a little fence line awning, and they've got a tarp draped over it that they can clearly pull back to create a barrier so that he can't see them and they can't see him. Like, this is bad neighboring. You know, like, everybody's not happy in this situation. Okay?
They're just asking to be able to enjoy a cup of coffee on our front porch in peace, or have Ronnie Piddle in his garage workshop without extremely loud music blasting away Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's when his wife gets home.
That's kind of funny. Just as an aside.
Decibel levels aside, at what point does this excessive, constant, loud music become breach of the peace? Part of the County Noise Ordinance, Section 14-169, Part C, states, unreasonable and excessive sound negatively, yes, it does, and severely impacts the ability of persons within the county to peaceably enjoy their public and private property. Part F states, in part, ensuring that all persons are able to peaceably enjoy their property and ensuring that the health interests of all persons in the county are protected from the effects of excessive sound.
Oh, and by the way, just one more note on the just looking at it on Google Maps or Street View. You say, what does the Confederate flag have to do with it? It's planted right on the property line. Like, the American flag and the MIAPOW flag are planted in a normal place in front of the, you know, front lawn or whatever. But, you know, it strikes me as a statement, not as anything else. So that's the only reason I mention it. Okay, so what's the county commission going to do about it? Well, I mean, we'll see in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Starting to see just a minor delay just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge if you're going eastbound, but that's just minor right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Kerry Smith, chairman of the board.
Pretty sure that the sheriff's department, I think they were out there this morning already covering that. It's a shame that we have neighbor disputes like that. I feel for you. There's nothing that's more It's intrusive. That's very intrusive for people to impose their music on other people and to be that disrespectful of their neighbors. And that's sad. I believe, I know where your houses are. I think you guys have a barrier between you, a visible barrier. And, you know, it's quite obvious there's a rift there. I hope that we're able to get that resolved out there. I know that you guys are having problems, but, we just got to go about it the legal way, and appreciate you guys coming up here and expressing that to us. And as far as the county's concerned, we're doing everything we can, and I believe the sheriff's department's on it as well.
Now, I am guessing from everything, but I'm guessing that there's kind of a long history here of words said, expression of frustration, and these both don't like each other a whole lot at this point. And I'm guessing that the man playing the music, let's take for granted that it's true, feels like they're trying to tell him what to do with his life. It's his property. He can live how he wants. You know, kind of that mindset. It's a challenge of living near neighbors. The noise ordinance, when it first came up in Santa Rosa County, was very controversial because of that concern about intruding on people and about the difficulty of, you know, catching it and setting limits and how exactly do you make this work. And I'm actually with Kerry Smith. It's frustrating for everybody because you want people to be able to get along. Let me tell you, when people live in proximity, they do not always get along. I mean, I have people that are very close to me and who lived next to some neighbors who would, I mean, like, they had to plant bushes between on their property to create a barrier, and then they poisoned the bushes. Like, I mean, you know, people do really horrendous stuff as neighbors. It's not good. So how do you get along with folks? I remember when we lived in the dorms, a long time ago, but when people live in dorms together, sometimes somebody plays their music too loud. Well, what do you do? Excuse me, hey. You know, how's that usually go over? I mean, sometimes, well, depends on if you have a relationship, depends on if they like you, depends on if they care that you're trying to study. There's another approach. I'll just call it the Andrew McKay approach. If you have the loudest stereo in the dorm, you can make these things go away. Because I will tell you that when I was in the dorms, I had the loudest stereo in the dorm. And I was kind in the way I used it and didn't blare it because I thought that that was, you know, not nice. And when somebody would get out of line, I was the enforcer. And this was the enforcement song. was somewhere around 20 seconds in, they turned down their stereo. Because at 100 watts, I had the upper hand. And then I would turn my stereo down. Everybody went back to peace. You know, it's good to have a boss in the yard. Now, you can't necessarily do that in your neighborhood. You know, but how do you, I mean, the problem of difficult neighbors is a real problem. And when people just won't get along, they won't behave, they won't be civil, or they're too fixated on their own independence, it's difficult. Bobby Burkett, who's a former code enforcement chief, right, in Santa Rosa, he's now a county commissioner.
I was head of code enforcement when all this was coming about. Excuse me. So I got firsthand knowledge of what y'all have been dealing with. And I'm sorry, it's like this. Understand that our officers have to catch them in order for us to do anything. And we do have decimal meters. They set them up. And they're calibrated. We go through the process. We have records and everything we have to keep.
Yeah, and if you catch them, you fine them. And if you can't, well, what do you do?
If we can catch them, be more than happy to do the fines. Just want to know that we are doing everything we can on it. And thank you for bringing this to our attention again.
And, you know, well, you could always move. Moving sucks. And also there's that pride thing, like if I move, I give them the victory, right? Of course, then you move and somebody else is going to come live there too, right? So, you know, is that happy times for them? I don't know. And listen, you know, it might be, I don't know, I haven't talked to the other, I only know this one woman showed up. Might be that the guy who's playing the music, allegedly, that there's been a history of things done on the other side. I don't know. I'm just guessing from the totality of what I do know that that's probably not the case. But, you know, they've, I assume, tried stuff. And how do you fix it? Like, what regulation would you write that's different than what you've already got in place on the books? The be nice ordinance? This is a challenge. And you know that you also have this issue where if you create an ordinance and you manage to thwart, like, this behavior, you know how obnoxious people think. They'll find a way to comply, not comply, right? They'll find a way to do something else. Because once you make it like that, it, you know, it's very rare that when the person goes when they shouldn't have gone at the intersection and you honk at them, they're like, oh, you know, you're right. It was my fault. I'm so sorry. Right? More often than not, you get a hand signal. Not the I'm turning kind. Because that's how people are. So 437-1620, 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to go shopping for vehicles and look at the smorgasbord or buffet or the grand variety of alternatives that you have in front of you. Several different kinds of sports cars, several different kinds of trucks and vans and SUVs and sedans and compacts. And you can really sample them all next to each other and really, I mean, drive 5 or 6, drive 8 or 10. Look at them. Really play with the knobs and see if you like or don't like stuff that's true about that car. You're going to live with that car a long time. You want to be happy about it, okay? And I recommend you go long before you're actually going to buy, like 6 months before you're going to buy. Get a sense of the terrain. Get a sense of what's out there, what you like and don't like. You know, and maybe have your ABC, you know? I like this the best. I like this next best. Okay, don't necessarily get locked into something. And then you can start shopping for price and mileage and maybe color and trim package and stuff like that. And that way you're not stressed trying to find a car when you got to have a car right now and then feeling like, well, let's take it or leave it on the things that are out there for sale right now. But use Frontier as a resource to start with. And then if they don't have what you want exactly or you're not eager to get it right now, you want to wait a little bit, tell them. They'll go shopping for cars. They do that all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow, but okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Point. Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Ace. You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
Good morning, 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We're talking about a neighbor versus neighbor noise complaint in Santa Rosa County, and somebody says, well, they just need to go buy a Marty McFly speaker setup. It's what they need, and then just blast them into oblivion. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. Starting to see a little minor slowdown on Highway 90, both east and westbound through the Pea Ridge area, but that's expected. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You know, you just got to watch out with those McFly speaker systems.
That's right.
There's a slight chance of overload. So,
what were you telling me in the break? He's like, there's many things that you would imagine people would call me.
Right. I was saying I could imagine you being called a lot of things, but that's the first time Enforcer has come up. So,
what other things do you imagine people call me?
So anyway, back onto our headlines. China striking back after President Trump increased tariffs on goods from the country.
Beijing has accused Washington of undermining the multilateral trading system. Tariffs of 10 and 15% on several U.S. farm products came into effect on Monday, including chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton.
And that's correspondent Laura Westbrook. Trump slapped 10% tariffs on products imported from China last month. Analysts say China's retaliatory tariffs are meant to be high enough to have an impact, but also restrained enough to leave some room for negotiation. Authorities in Texas say they're not going to be pressing charges after Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence last Friday. Williamson County District Attorney Sean Dick said over the weekend that after speaking with witnesses, his office will not be pressing charges. And today is a day of celebration, Andrew, for those of us that love sleep.
The day comes every year after we lose that precious hour of sleep due to the return of daylight saving time. But research shows all naps are actually good for you. They improve alertness, boost mood, and memory. And new research from Very Well Mind says napping together is better than napping alone. They say having a nap partner, even if it's your cat or dog, helps you fall asleep faster and promotes better sleep quality. Happy napping. I'm Bree Tennis.
National Napping Day today.
Nap partner is an interesting euphemism.
Right.
I don't think that's why it's good for your health. It's not the nap. Oh, that's funny. I love it. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You mentioned the tariffs and reciprocal. Have you heard the most recent one?
Which one?
One other thing, Canada, you know, we find that they're charging us over 200% for dairy products. You know about that. And when I left, we had that well taken care of. But under Biden, they just kept raising it. Very difficult to deal with the Canadian representatives. 250% for dairy products tariff. So where do you hear that? You don't hear that.
So he says they're going to put a 250% tariff on dairy from Canada.
Oof.
And now it was not clear to me if he meant 250 also on timber, but some very high tariff on timber, which is out, I guess, outside the USMCA stuff.
Reciprocal tariffs were coming.
The funny thing about this story, the 250% one, is as far as I can tell, we don't actually, there is no actual 250% because it has to do with we have to meet a certain percentage of their production, and they have things that make it impossible for us to meet that threshold. So the 250 doesn't actually go into place, but they have other protectionist measures that do thwart American dairy from exporting to Canada. When I heard like 250%, but that is actually part of the Canadian scheme is to tariff us at 250 over a certain amount. So, holy smokes, man. Yeah, could we not maybe fix that a little bit? That makes sense. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate that.